blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter number 7, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. On the good and faithful God has set his love. When they call, he sends them blessings from above. And what follows in all three stanzas of Psalter number 7. scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in the 37th Psalm, Psalm 37. But first, we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic, undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried, He descended into hell. The third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Psalm 37. A Psalm of David. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just, and gnasheth upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he seeth that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword, and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy, and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man hath is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borroweth and payeth not again, but the righteous showeth mercy and giveth. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loveth judgment, and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land, and dwell therein forever. The mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. The wicked watcheth the righteous and seeketh to slay him. The Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait on the Lord and keep his way, and he shall exalt thee to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, thou shalt see it. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. But the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The end of the wicked shall be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him. So far the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty God of heaven and of earth, we may read thy holy word, but thou knowest what is living in the heart of each and every one, and also what the providences are in the life of thy own children, so that oftentimes then it seems so different as we may read in thy holy word that thou dost care for the righteous and that the wicked, they shall be cut off. But then it seems as we also read that thy servant did right, how that the wicked, they prosper in the land, and that there are no bands in their death, and their strength is firm, and they leave their substance to their babes. Lord, that thou may look upon each and every one of those who are afflicted in this world, for the enemy has great power. And Satan has many voices, and that he does speak also in the hearts of thine own children. But thy word will surely be fulfilled, and not a word of thee shall fall to the ground. Oh, that thou may give thy children then eyes to see it, and that they may in thy house see the end of the wicked, and that they may be given to look up unto thee, and to beseech thee for all that they stand in need of, and that they may be upheld upon their way, and that thou may lead them through all that they must suffer in this life, that also thy name may be glorified in the way wherein thou dost lead each and every one of thy own dear children. Lord, that thou may look upon our youth and the children of the congregation. Oh, do show to them the blessedness of thy service. Oh, do give them also to see that the end of the wicked shall be destruction, that they may desire, and that they may be joined unto that people whose God is the Lord, that the love of God may be poured out in their young lives, and that their hearts may be drawn unto thee while they are still tender, and that thy grace may also give them a desire to flee from all the ways of sin and to walk in the ways of uprightness, which will be blessed and rewarded. Oh, that thou may also teach the need of the forgiveness of all our sins. For there is none righteous before thy judgment seat. But when thou wilt impute that righteousness of thy only begotten Son, and when thou wilt clothe thy people with the robe of thy righteousness, wherein thou seest no spot or wrinkle in thy people, oh, then they shall indeed be righteous before thee, and their desire shall be to walk in all uprightness in this world. Lord, we beseech it of thee also as a congregation, and when we do walk in the midst of this world, with a profession of thy name, and that is placed upon our foreheads, oh, that we may walk uprightly in the midst of the world in which we are dwelling, that also others may behold and see the walk of that people, that they may desire also to follow in that same way, and that they may be drawn to come also to thy holy house, and that they may hear thy word, wherein they may be given to see the vanity of all this world and what is passing away. Oh, draw others then, draw others in mercy unto thyself, even in the midst of us as a nation and as a people, as a community here, and that thou may give that others may have eyes to see, and that we also may know our own responsibility amongst the people of the land, that in the opportunities that we may have in the midst of this life day by day, oh, that our mouths would not be so closed, and that our life may be a testimony, but that our mouth may also speak of the goodness of the Lord, that others may also be drawn. Look upon the nation in which we do dwell, and the sister nation wherein we may live also in our youth. Lord, that thou may remember us in thy mercy, for thou knowest all that Satan does seek to do in the midst of these great nations. And thou hast given so many blessings, so that we are become a great people in the midst of this world. But, oh, thou knowest the sin that we have committed against thee, and how far that we have departed from thee. O Lord, we beseech thee, and there is none that is able to show it unto men, but thee alone. O thou art able to open our eyes. O wilt thou grant what is necessary, that we would not work out our own destruction, and that thou would not bring thy great judgments to destroy us as nations, but wilt thou have dealings with us in thy mercy, and wilt thou turn us again, O Lord, and we shall be turned, that we may be brought again to thy holy word, and that it may be brought into the law chambers, and that it may be brought upon the judgment seats, and that we may be given again to bow our knees, and especially those that do sit in the high seats in this, in the government of this world. O Lord, bring them. O bring them, could it please thee, upon their knees in public and in their own inner chambers, that they would not know what to do except to fold their hands and to bow their knees, and that they may experience that God is still alive, and that their own hearts may be drawn to seek thee in all their labors and responsibilities. Do send forth also laborers in thy vineyard, in our own countries, but also in other countries in this world, because there are so many that have not thy word. And thy word is also turned upside down. For thou knowest that Satan, he would destroy it completely. But Lord, wilt thou grant that thy truth also may be given to go here and there over the length and the breadth of the whole earth, and that thou may bring in thy kingdom and destroy all the works of the devil. Look upon all the needy. Look upon those that are old. Be with them in the climbing of years, in the frailty of the body. When the body does break down, wilt thou grant that in the coming closer and closer to the time of departing out of this world, and when the fears are increasing in the end of life, O Lord, be thou on their right and on their left hand, and wilt thou be pleased to take the hearts which they also do testify are so hard, when they have heard thy word their whole life long, and when there is nothing it seems that does penetrate anymore, O Lord, could it please thee to remember them in mercy and do a great work also in our midst, and that they also may yet testify how that the Lord is able to take an old sinner and to bow his knees before thee. Lord, remember the widows, the widowers, the orphans, and all that are destitute, and all that have difficulties of mind and of body. Remember children who have been brought up under thy truth and have no more desire to come to thy house of prayer, wherein parents do mourn day by day. Oh, could it please thee to hear their cries? And could it please thee to bring again with weeping and with supplications? For there is none that are too far from thee. Look on those that are in the prisons. Lord, thou knowest that we all deserve to be in that place. Oh, that thou may give true repentance to the guilty, and wilt thou give courage and strength unto the innocent, and could it please thee to bless also these ways unto each and every one of them, be with all handicapped ones, all blind ones, all invalid ones, and all those that need thee in special ways, those that are not married, those that have no children, those that carry burdens and crosses that are hidden from men. Lord, that thou may look upon us also as a consistory, when again we hope to meet in the week that is to come. Wilt thou be on our right and on our left hand? And wilt thou give us wisdom? And thou who givest us a place wherein we are called to lead this flock. Oh, that thou may give us also that heart that is necessary, the wisdom and the grace, the diligence and the faithfulness to do all of our labors. And that we may make decisions that are for the welfare of this people. Lord, go thou before us in mercy also in this afternoon hour. Wilt thou supply what is necessary to bring thy word once more in this day? And could it please thee to be among us as one that serveth and bring thy word where we cannot bring it? Forgive and take away all of our many sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 296, stanzas 1, 2, and 3. Springs and streams no longer bless all the dry and thirsty land. Fertile fields in verdant dress, God converts to desert sand, and for that they who dwell therein turn to wickedness and sin. The last collection today is for the treasured meditations. The consistory meeting has been changed from this coming Wednesday to this coming Thursday evening. Jason Daniel Fader and Jeanette Vendriel hope to be united in holy matrimony on Friday, September the 3rd at 10:30 a.m. Any lawful objections must be brought to the attention of the consistory by August 31st. This is the first wedding announcement. Psalter 296, 1, 2, and 3. Congregation, we ask your attention this afternoon hour for Lord's Day 50, the 125th question. Lord's Day 50, question 125. Which is the fourth petition? Answer, give us this day our daily bread. That is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that neither our care nor industry nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing. And therefore, that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. So far, our Lord's Day, the petition for bodily provision. First, the substance of this petition, and second, the motive of this petition. The petition for bodily provision, first, the substance of this petition, and second, the motive of this petition. All flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, and another of beasts, and another of fishes, and another of birds. There are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial, but the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. So, congregation, Paul has written to the Corinthians. Thus, when the Lord has created us, he has created us both with a body and a soul. And we have heard a little in this morning of the purpose of that creation, and that is that we may serve him, that we may worship him. That is, both in body and in soul. And that is now that same purpose in the redemption of Christ. That is not only a redemption of the soul, but that is also a redemption of the body. Thus, we find that the Lord does not only care for the soul of man, but that he is also caring for the body of man. You read of the children of Israel in the wilderness for 40 years, how that the Lord has cared also for their bodies, how that he has given them manna, how that he has given them drink, and how that the Lord has cared also for his servant Elijah, that he has fed him even by those very unlikely animals, but looking also after the natural needs of his servant. That is what we have read together also here. David, I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, and nor his seed begging bread. And thus, the Lord Jesus has also taught his disciples to pray, not only for the things that are spiritual, but also for the things which are natural. Give us this day our daily bread. Children, the very, very smallest needs are known to him. And there is no need that is too small for him. It is possible that you think that you are so very young and that your father or your mother may pray and that they may be heard by the Lord. But the Lord says in his word, and that he feeds even the little birds, and that he clothes even the grass. And then your needs, what you think are not so very big or important, maybe not even the needs of your soul, but the needs that you have in this life, they are more than the needs of those little animals may be. When very soon school will begin, the Lord willing, that you already become a little bit nervous, because it is not such an easy thing for all children to go to school. Where may then you go with that little need? Will you not go on your knees? And will you ask the Lord, and that the Lord will go with you? The most perfect prayer that we can read of in the Holy Scriptures, that includes the needs for the bodies. Give us this day our daily bread. Is that alone for bread then? No, and that is also for all the necessities of this life. That is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body. Clothing, shelter, our health, our strength. And then it is remarkable that we see that this petition that comes even before the petition that the Lord Jesus teaches his people to pray for the forgiveness of their sins. Thus, first, give us this day our daily bread, and afterwards, forgive us our debts. We would say, what is now the most important thing? The most important thing is that thing which is spiritual. Ought not we then to ask first for the things that are spiritual, and then for the things which are natural? This is, congregation, not our order, but this is how the Lord Jesus himself has instructed his disciples to pray. And indeed, if we will go to the hospital, then we will see sometimes those who are sick, and perhaps even coming to the end of their life and have so many difficulties of the body. And then we see and then we feel how, young people, this is not the time to begin to seek the Lord. Because when we have not the things that are necessary for our body, when we do not have our health, when we do not have our strength, and then how difficult is it for a person to think about, to meditate upon those things which are spiritual? Thus, we need that health and strength in the first place, that we may be able to seek those things that are the most important. Is then that the reason that we ask the Lord to give us health and strength in this life? Or do we ask for all the things that are in this life in order that we may use our strength in all the service that is in this world? And that is not only with the physical things, but that is also with our minds. Because sometimes our minds can be also so afflicted that we are not able rightly even to search in the Holy Scriptures. But every time we read therein, and then we are turning everything so upside down. That is a great affliction. We must, of course, be very careful, because the mind, the soul, And they are things that are so very, very closely related. And when the Lord will work in the heart of His children, then sometimes it is even said by the men of this world that that is now a people, they go out of their mind. And not only this world, but sometimes that people themselves do look upon themselves and wonder if they are themselves not losing their own mind. But those things which are spiritual, they are not able to be healed by those things which are natural. Thus, when we need the medications for the mind, then those things we need to go forward with in this life, that we may be able also to seek rightly those things which are spiritual. Give us this day our daily bread. That is, not give us this day all the luxuries that are of this life, but our daily bread, that is, all the necessities of this life. Because you and I, we are always striving for excess. But what do we read in God's Word? That godliness with contentment is great gain. And therefore, the apostle writes to the Hebrews, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have." Why? Because he has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Give us this day our daily bread. Whose bread is that? You say, "That is my bread, that is our bread." But have we a right to bread? Or do we ever feel how that we have lost our right to bread? When our children will disobey us, and then we may punish them, and we may say, "You have lost your right now to this," or "You have lost your right now to that." Have we not lost our right to bread? Even in our father Adam, when we have rebelled against him, and when we have said to him, "We have no desire for the knowledge of thy ways." Give us this day our daily bread. Whose bread is that? That is the Lord Jesus. He speaks about the bread of the children. Actually, that is bread that belongs unto God's true church. No, they do not have a right to it either in themselves. But they do receive a right to the bread of this world in the Lord Jesus Christ. Thus it becomes the bread of God's children. How is it then the world that is receiving a bread and water also in this life, that is not coming out of the mediatorial labors of the Lord Jesus Christ, but that is coming out of the common goodness of the Lord, in order that the Lord may continue to uphold the human race so that he may bring in his own kingdom? But there is a different source that that bread is coming from for the true church of God. Because that bread and all of the daily needs of this life, they have also been merited by the Lord Jesus Christ. And therefore that church in him receives a right and may indeed pray as the Lord Jesus does instruct them, "Give us this day our daily bread." That is, of course, in a natural way, not only for ourselves, but there is an entire humanity, and especially a household of God. Let us never forget those who do not have daily bread, because there are also so many of them in this world. They are not only far away from us, but they are also near. Thus let us not forget them when we supplicate unto the Lord for our own food. Then there are also those who do not have it. And let us not forget them also, not only in the word, but let us not forget them in the deed. Give us this day our daily bread. And why? That is the motive. That is our second thought. Give us this day our daily bread. That is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good. Thus God will be acknowledged. Do you want to be acknowledged too? We all want to be acknowledged. That is a good thing when we may acknowledge one another. Our young people, our children, one another, each one, for the gifts that the Lord may give unto them, that we may acknowledge one another. But the Lord also will be acknowledged, and He will be acknowledged as the fountain from whom come all our gifts, and out of whom do flow all the blessings that we may receive day by day. That is why we are taught to ask these blessings of Him. May we sometimes experience that they do come from Him. We, of course, live in a day of great prosperity, and it is in our wretched nature to take everything so for granted. But every time that we bow our knees, and every time that we are asking children, young people, asking the Lord concerning our food and our drink, then we are acknowledging from where that food and drink must come, the source. Are you sometimes embarrassed? Young people, you go here and there. Maybe you have friends of this world. Are you then embarrassed to fold your hands and to close your eyes and to ask for a blessing upon your food, to pray for your meal? That is a false shame. Then you see how we are affected by worldly friends. Or what would happen now if the Lord would take it all away from us? Do we have any power over the rain? Do we have any power over the sun? With all our labors, when the Lord would withhold His hand, do you not think then that we would go upon our knees? But the Lord is not only the fountain of all natural good, He is in a special way the fountain of all spiritual good. Our instructors, they say that we may thereby acknowledge Thee to be the fountain of all good. Thus sometimes the Lord uses natural afflictions to bring a man to a spiritual standstill. But it is possible that the Lord is also using the natural blessings to give a person a spiritual understanding. What does the apostle write? Despisest thou the goodness and the forbearance and the long-suffering of the Lord? Knowest thou not that the goodness of the Lord leadeth thee unto repentance? Thus we may experience the bounty of all the things that are in this life. And if we may so enjoy all of these things, because the Lord does not give us only that we may receive nourishment by food and drink, but the Lord also gives that we may have enjoyment in eating and in drinking. Did not have to be. There are those that have become old and they have lost this enjoyment. They are not able to taste that food anymore. And then eating and drinking is for them no longer a pleasure, but it has become a chore, a necessity of this life that they may continue on in this life. Thus, what a blessing that the Lord also gives to us enjoyment in eating and in drinking. What a sin when man will overindulge, when man will take advantage of this enjoyment and eating and drinking to the detriment of his own health and strength. Or are we able to enjoy all the good, the food and the drink in this life, and never think to ourselves what the enjoyment is of a spiritual eating and drinking? For are not the spiritual things so much higher and so much more blessed than those things which are natural? And when we may enjoy our earthly banquets, oh, does that never give us a thought what it might be to enjoy forever that heavenly banquet at that supper of the Lamb, and that the goodness of the Lord may lead us to repentance? Because if it is not the goodness of the Lord that leads us to repentance, must it then be the afflictions of the Lord that will lead us to repentance? We may thereby acknowledge Thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that neither our care nor industry, nor even Thy gifts can profit us without Thy blessing. So our instructors speak about care and industry. Why is that? Is that necessary for the true church? Does the Lord not provide all things? Will the Lord ever forsake His people? Why is that? Does that true church of God also then need to work? Did the Lord Jesus not say to Martha, "Thou art careful and troubled about many things, but Mary, she hath chosen that good part that shall never be taken away from her"? Congregation, by nature, we have only concern with the things which are earthly. Martha knew a different life. There was a life of grace. And yet, she was rebuked by the Lord Jesus for the anxious care that she did take in all the things which were earthly. How many of us do not need that same rebuke for the anxious care, and it's so tied to everything that is carnal and everything that is passing away? And yet, there is also another danger. It is true that there are not so many persons that fall into that danger and that is on the other side. And yet it is there. And what danger is that? That is the complete neglect of all of our natural duties and all of our natural responsibilities in order that we may search for those things which are spiritual. We say again, that does not happen so very often. Thus, it is just the opposite warning that most of us do need. And yet, It is possible to wrench the scriptures from their true and proper meaning so as if there were no labor necessary and commanded of the Lord in this life. Did you ever read, young people, about a virtuous woman? Where do we find it in the Bible? Proverbs 31. Read it again when you go home. Who can find a virtuous woman? And how do we know a virtuous woman? That is not a woman who is speaking about herself and saying how virtuous that she is. No, we don't read anything of such a sort. Read it when you come home. How can we know a virtuous woman? Look upon the industry. Look upon the labors of her hands. We have not only a soul, we have also a body. And the scriptures, they are full of the commands which the Lord does give to each one of us concerning this life. Many times, Solomon is rebuking a man for his slothfulness. That he that is slothful in his work, he is the brother to him who is a great waster. An idle soul shall suffer hunger, drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. What does the Lord say? 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. What does the Lord Jesus do? He speaks about one who has received a talent and who has hid it in the earth. Paul speaks to the Thessalonians that they do what? That they work with quietness, that they eat their own bread. Then we also ought to have something to give to the poor, and not to those who are slothful, no, but to those who have not what they need, the sick, the weakly. And yet, what do our instructors say? Neither our care nor industry, nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing. Thus it lies in our nature to rely on our care and our industry, just as if this is now the cause of the blessing. Samson, with the jawbone of an ass, have I slain 1,000 men? And what did the Lord have to do? The Lord had to make him to feel his helplessness, that he became sore athirst. And then he acknowledged the Lord. And he said, Lord, thou hast given this deliverance unto thy servant. Oh, certainly, in God's word, care and industry that is related to the blessing. He becometh poor who dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich, and yet the blessing that remains a blessing from the Lord, and he is able to cut it off, and does show unto man by times that despite all the labor, despite all the care, despite all the industry, that the blessing that is yet lying in his hand, and therefore that church is instructed to pray, O Lord, give us. Give us this day our daily bread. Let us sing. Psalter 359. 1 and 2, unless the Lord the house shall build, the weary builders toil in vain. Unless the Lord the city shield, the guards a useless watch maintain. 1 and 2 of 359. Give us this day our daily bread, that is, be pleased to provide us with all things necessary for the body, that we may thereby acknowledge thee to be the only fountain of all good, and that neither our care nor industry, nor even thy gifts can profit us without thy blessing. And therefore, that we may withdraw our trust from all creatures and place it alone in thee. Withdraw our trust from all creatures. Why is that necessary? It has to be withdrawn because it is there. Trusting upon all creatures and superstition, even Israel, they thought when that ark is in the midst of that army, then everything will be well. Judah, they are putting their trust in the shadowy reed of Egypt. Sennacherib boasting because of his great army. Even Barak, he said to Deborah, unless you go with me, I will not go. As if that it depended upon a man. And how is it with you and I? Are we now any different? Or we are placing our trust in that which is visible. We are placing our trust in that which is tangible. The second causes, the things that seem to us, that look to us to be the cause. And what the heathen man in rejection of God does make to be the first cause, that we also are so often placing our own trust in. Seeing the second causes, and so far from a saving impression of the existence of the true God, so that even God's own church, they are often so slow to learn it that the Lord, he has sometimes to strip away the objects of our trust in this world, that a man may learn to place his trust alone in him. See how the Lord did it in the wilderness. He gave, as we may read it in this Lord's day, daily bread, only sufficient for one day. Every day again, they must return to him for that bread. Is that not a blessing? We do not like it that way. We like to have a great store. Also, an abundance of that which we may have in this life, so that we may have a little something to trust in, that we do not have to have such a dependent life. Thus, no, it is no easy matter to do as our fathers say here, to withdraw our trust from all creatures. Last time, Then we consider that former petition, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now what a blessed people who may be so in agreement with the will of the Lord and so dependent day by day on his care. No, not slothful. No, not lazy. No, also not those who do not take care to put away for a rainy day, as we do say. for that is also right. But it is a people without that anxious care that may leave it before the Lord. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Why take ye thought for raiment?" That did not mean that they should not take care at all for raiment, that they should not labor for clothing, but that they ought to be without anxious care. Consider the lilies, he says, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. Yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his beauty was not arrayed like one of these. And how quickly does that church learn this? Two times we read the Lord Jesus, he fed the multitudes. And the disciples, they may be instruments in the hand of the Lord. They may see the miracle. They may give it out from one to the other. Then the Lord Jesus speaks about the leaven of the scribes and of the Pharisees. And what do the disciples say? It is because we have brought no bread. And the Lord Jesus, what does he say? Do you not yet understand? Do you not remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and how many baskets ye took up? Neither the 7 loaves and the 4,000 and how many baskets ye took up? How is it that you do not understand? Oh, how is it in the life of God's children? May they now ever withdraw their trust from all creatures and place it in God alone. It is a wonder if there may be such moments in their life. Amidst all the creature hope and amidst all the distrust of the Lord himself. Abraham could not always do this. Abraham could not do it when he called his wife, his sister. What did the Lord Jesus say to the disciples when they feared in the midst of the storm? Where is your faith? Could Peter trust? Could Peter trust when he stood in the midst of that enemy? And when he hears only the words of a maid? No, that is not something that comes out of that people themselves. And yet, are there not such blessed seasons wherein the Lord gives them to indeed withdraw their trust from all creatures and place it in the Lord alone? Did the Lord not appear unto Paul in that dark night upon that troublesome sea? And when in many days neither sun nor star appeared, and that the Lord, he has stood next to him and that he has protected his life. And then he may speak also unto others, so that the confidence that the Lord had given unto him, that may spread also unto all the rest. Oh, may not Gideon, may he not withdraw his trust from all creatures and place it in the Lord alone, and when he is time and again hearkening to the word of the Lord, to send back more and to send back more of his tiny little army? May not Paul and Silas sing songs at some time in the night? And now if those seasons are blessed, when men may withdraw their trust from all creatures and place it in the Lord alone, for all the needs and the cares of this life, is it not so much more blessed when that church may do so for the need of their never dying soul? No, often it is not so. It is not so in those times when the Lord is hiding his face, when it seems like there is only darkness to be experienced in their soul. then it is not so, but just the opposite. When the fears of their heart, they are multiplying and multiplying. It is not so when they must say with the psalmist, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows, they are gone over me. No, it is not so when the multitude of their sin that is placed before their eyes, that they only can see the reasons why the Lord, he should cast them away forever. No, it is not so when the devil, he is shooting his arrows, when the devil, he is mocking, when he is saying, where is now thy God? No, it is not so when they see not their signs. When all that blessedness of long ago, when all desire, when all melting of the heart that seems to have disappeared, and when there seems to be only deadness and hardness and coldness to be left, when they must fear that everything is only but a temporary faith and a morning cloud that is now passing away. And yet there are seasons, and yet there are seasons, as with this natural life, as so with that spiritual life, when that church, they may withdraw their trust from all creatures, or when they may place it in the Lord alone, and when they may rejoice even over that prince of darkness, to say, rejoice not against me, O mine enemy, because when I fall, I shall arise. And when I sit in darkness, the Lord, he shall be a light unto me. O seasons, when they may believe that the Lord indeed will take care of them, though they do not deserve it. When it is grace, when it is grace alone, that church may be given to look unto, that they have to say with God's servant, although my house be not so with God, yet hath he made with me an everlasting covenant ordered in all things and sure congregation. Or we have a natural life, but we also have a soul. Our natural life, that is from the Lord. But our soul, that is also from the Lord. And our natural life needs to be sustained by him. And our soul needs to be given life. He teaches his church to pray, give us this day our daily bread. Or we yearn for daily bread. Why? Because we are alive. Is that not right, children? Because we are alive. Because when a man is dead, he does not yearn for bread anymore. How is it now with you? Do you yearn now also for spiritual bread? Say, I have no desire. No desire. When we are honest, and we must be honest, and we ought to be honest with ourselves, when there is now no desire, why is it? It is because there is no life. But what does the Lord Jesus say? The man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Thus, when there is no desire, then there is also no life. Dead. And then we do not need this bread. Thus, in the first place, a petition for life. All that I might live, that I may receive hunger, that I may receive thirst, and that the Lord may feed me with all the things that I need for this life, but then also with all that spiritual food, which is so to the enjoyment of the soul of God's children, so that once again all the things which may be known in this life, they may be a beautiful and blessed picture of those things which are to be enjoyed. Oh, and may our food and drink, even in this day, May it draw us. May it draw us that we may beseech the Lord for life and that we may beseech the Lord for hunger and for thirst and that we may eat and drink and that the meek may be satisfied. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, provide for us and our children all that we need for this life, that it may come out of thy common goodness even, while we are still turned with our back against thee, but that thou may so draw our hearts also. Turn us, O Lord, and we shall be turned, and then we shall hunger and thirst after that food and drink, and that shall be unto everlasting life. As thou hast said unto that woman, whosoever shall drink of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever shall drink of that water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but it shall be a well of water springing up in him unto everlasting life. Oh, give us then to drink of that water. Remember us now when we part from one another. Bring us again to our homes. Give us to keep thy Sabbath day holy. Give us profit from the things that we may read out of thy word in this evening, or from that which is based thereon, that we also may be given as families to gather, to sing with one another, and that thou mayst so remember us as families and as individuals. Be with us in the week to come, each one in our place given to us in this world, and give us diligence in our labors. Bless the labors of our hands. And wilt thou give us thoughts and meditations of thee, and that thy goodness may lead us to true repentance. Forgive all that was sinful this day, for Jesus' sake. Amen. 100, stanzas 1 through 4. Forever trusting in the Lord, take heed to do his will. So shalt thou dwell within the land, so shalt thou dwell within the land, and he and thy needs shall fill. 1 through 4 of Psalter 100. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.